8 Steps to Becoming a Successful Manifester.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. So excited to hear from so many of you who have called me, written me, and said, I want to make 2017 the best year of my life. I want to accomplish more, do more, achieve more, have more than ever before. And I believe that you will. I'm absolutely certain that if you follow the principles we lay out for you, you will have an incredible year. One of the things that we have going is a little program called Goldfire, but it's a private mastermind group of high-level achievers. They have their own little website. They have their own codes, and they share information, and I share information with them, but we all share information with each other. The other thing that we do is we put our intention into other people's intentions. We empower their intention. It's very, very powerful. It's called Goldfire, and more on this later on. You can form your own mastermind group, and it just pays off dividends. Well, we're going to talk about 8 steps to becoming a successful manifester. So let's get into it. Are you ready? Number 1, adopt an abundant manifester mindset. Manifestors who are people that just attract abundance. I remember years and years ago, I was with a group of people and we were in Reno, Nevada. And this one lady, she was talking about all the jackpots that she had won over the years. And so, as a scientist in the law of attraction, I wanted to find out what she did. And I watched her, and I watched where her mind was at. And then I began to emulate her. I began to pretend that I was her almost. And about 2 hours into playing, I won a $600 jackpot. I said, well, that's just luck. Well, another 2 hours, I won another $600 jackpot. And an hour later, I won a $500 jackpot. Now, that's not a lot of money. But the point is that I was able to imitate her abundant mindset. She won a ton of jackpots that night, too. We were the only two that won jackpots. Everybody else lost money. So learning to find out what other abundant manifestors do, and if they can do it, you can do it, too. You simply learn to emulate their energy field. We teach you how to do that in Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. When you're on the Success Program, we teach you how to take on these thought forms. And by taking on other people's thought forms, you literally take on their luck. You literally take on their opportunities. I mean, it's amazing what happens. So 8 steps, this is step number 1, and it's a big one. Adopt it, an abundant manifester's mindset. Abundant manifester, because a lot of people manifest stuff that's not any good. Number 2, shoot for the stars. Come on, anybody can say, I just want a nice little job in a corner in an office somewhere. I've known people like that. I have. Just get a good civil service job. That's all I want. And that's okay. For some people, that might be exactly what they desire. But for most of you listening to this podcast, I'm going to encourage you to shoot for the stars. Now, if you aim your arrow for the stars, you may not hit the star that you're aiming at, but you might hit the moon. And that's not so bad. But if you aim low, if you aim for a rock, you might end up hitting your own foot. So aim for the stars. Put a goal in place right now. Let's pause. Right now, put a goal in place that no one thinks you can accomplish. Write it down. I intend to manifest this, fill in the blank, within my life. And nobody believes I can do it. And give yourself a deadline for it. Within 12 months, within 2 years, within 5 years. Put a goal together that no one thinks you will have the ability to do or manifest. Number two, sit down and look at your annual income report. You should be getting it from your employer if you haven't received it already. Look at how much money you made last year and say, I intend in 2017 to turn my annual income into my new monthly income. So if you earned $70,000 last year, you have the potential to earn $70,000 a month. And I'm not kidding you. We have people doing it. We have people that have literally taken their annual salary and turned it into their monthly income. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Thank you so much for sharing us on Facebook and for subscribing on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. You may not want to listen to every podcast, but by subscribing, you'll have a chance to listen to every podcast. You'll see what's coming up on your feed. So subscribe and share us on Facebook. Thank you. We appreciate it. It means a great deal to us. I want to take just a few moments to talk to you about something very, very important. It's money. I want you to visit our website, Law of Attraction Solutions, and get your copy right now of Money Like Magic. It's in our store. Money Like Magic is being used all over the world. People are swearing by it. It is accomplishing miracles. And here's the thing. It's very, very, very inexpensive to get this program. So do it now. Get Money Like Magic. It's available in our store. If you will start using Money Like Magic now, by this time next year, you will notice a massive difference in your income. You deserve to put more money in your pouch, right? Money Like Magic. It's available at lawofattractionsolutions.com. I highly recommend it. By the way, some of our oils are still out of stock. The Money Draw oil, oh my gosh. People were buying it left and right. We are out of stock. I don't know when we'll have it back, but we are doing our best because we know that it works. You can call it magic, but it's vibration. It helps attune your energy field to the vibration of abundance and prosperity and money. There you go. So we'll try to have that back. But in the meantime, get Money Like Magic. Prosperity loves speed. Act fast. Take action right now. Ask yourself every evening when you go to bed, what can I do tomorrow to further my plans of attracting more money into my life? Money likes speed. And then when you have the plan, take an action every single day.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Let's continue with our 8 steps to becoming a successful manifester. Blow up the competition or be blown up. Did you hear what I said? Get ready to blow up the competition. It's okay. Look at your competition and then say, I'm taking it to the next level. I'm taking my business to the next level. I'm going to go further, farther, offer more, give more, share more, do more than my competition. Blow up your competition, because if you don't, they will blow you up. It's that simple. Okay? Number 5, constantly access your technology and how you're using it and how you can use it better. I think you ought to spend a little bit of time every week learning about your technology and some of the latest technological advances out there so you can stay abreast of everything. So you're on target. Study what's the cutting edge, and then take yourself to the cutting edge. I know some people say, I like to do it old school. Well, old school is old school. There's a place for it. This is not it. You're in business to make money, not do things old school. And money requires technology. It requires you to understand the technology. So whatever kind of business you're in, you better be at the cutting edge of technology. Number 6, ask your clients for feedback. When you do a service or perform a task for someone, ask them for feedback. Ask them for what they felt. How good was the service? What else would you like to see? What would you like to receive? Feedback is very, very important. And then apply that feedback. Don't say, oh, they're crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. Look, you're in business to serve people. That's what I am. I'm in business to serve you. And if we don't serve, we're out of business. So if you want to stay in business, if you want your business to grow, listen to your clients. Number 7, be bold, be bright, be big. Don't settle for being some little thing in the corner, a little fly in the corner. Get out there and be bold. Say it like it is. Do it like it is. You know, you are special. There's nobody in the world like you. There's no business like yours. So be bold, be big, and be bright. You know, when McDonald's opened up and they started building chains with those bright yellow and red colors, everybody thought they were nuts. Nobody had done that before. But they went bold, they went bright, and they went big. They went so big that many communities started asking them to take their arches down or make them smaller. Well, I think this is the most important one. Number 8, have a higher purpose. What's your higher purpose to what you're doing? Are you just doing it to make money? Look, there's a lot of things I could do to make money. This is my passion. This is what we love. We love being a part of your life. We love serving you. It's a higher purpose. It's a calling. When somebody, I just got off the phone with a lady. She said she was having an anxiety attack. And by the way, just so you know, I've never mentioned this. I specialize in helping people with anxiety attacks and agoraphobia. I'll throw that out there. We'll do a show on it. Anyway, she was having an anxiety attack. So I called her. I didn't have to call her. Our appointment's not till Thursday. But I called her. And I talked to her for a few moments. And I got in touch with what she was saying to herself that was causing this anxiety. It's all about higher purpose. Now, she sent me a text a few minutes later. She says, oh, I feel so much better. Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for what you did. You didn't have to. That's what it's about. I have a picture of some children drew for Rachel and I on our refrigerator. And it's just a scribbling. But they were showing their appreciation for something we did for them. You know, that's what it's about. Because that's what your life is about. It's like in that play, Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge. When he finally had his conversion, he said, you know, my life, my purpose should have been about the human race. And if you have that kind of purpose in your business, in your career, in your artistry, in your acting, in your singing, you will achieve miracles. I mean that. Thank you so much for listening. Pay it forward. Do something special for someone today. Have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.